Chapter 7 Amy's Shame. One morning, when the girls were sitting together outside, Lori rode by on horseback.
I wish I had a little of the money Lori spends on that horse, said Amy quietly, hoping her sisters would hear.
Why? Asked Meg kindly.
I need it so much. I am terribly in debt.
In debt, Amy? What do you mean?
Asked Meg, looking worried.
Well, I owe candies to my classmates, and I can't pay them, you know, till I have the money.
Tell me all about it. Is it in fashion now to give candies to all your friends?
Well, you see, the girls are always buying them and giving them to each other. If one girl likes another, she gives her candy. If she's mad at her, she eats one in front of her and doesn't offer any. They treat in turns, and I've had so many, but haven't returned them. But I should, as they are debts of honor, you know.
How much will pay them off and restore your honor? Asked Meg, taking out her purse.
25 cents would more than do.
Well, here's the money. Be careful with spending it.
Oh, thank you. It must be so nice to have money. I'll have a wonderful time at school, as I haven't tasted any candy this week. I refuse to take any, as I couldn't return them.
The next day, Amy was late to school, but after she arrived, her friends were immediately told that she had brought candies to share. Now, Mr. Davis had declared that candy would not be allowed in his classroom, and later that morning, he was informed that Amy March, one of his favorite students, had candy in her desk.
Young ladies, attention, if you please. Miss March, come to the desk.
Amy went to his desk, hiding her fear.
Bring with you the candy you have in your desk,
he continued.
Now, I want you to throw it all out of the window. Now, young ladies, you must remember what I said to you a week ago. I am sorry this has happened, but I never allow my rules to be broken. Miss March, hold out your hand.
Amy then put both hands out and bore several blows on the back of her hands. They were neither many nor heavy, but that made no difference to her. For the first time in her life, she had been struck, and the shame in her eyes was as deep as if he had knocked her down. As if that embarrassing event was not enough, Amy was forced to stand in the corner of the room for the next 15 minutes until their break, but she refused to cry. When the break arrived, Amy went straight home and left the place forever, as she declared to herself. She was in a sad state when she got home, and when the older girls arrived sometime later, they were quite angry at what they were told. Mrs. March did not say much, but looked disturbed, and comforted her little daughter in her most tender manner.
Yes, you can have a vacation from school, but I want you to study a little every day with Beth,
said Mrs. March that evening.
I don't approve of Mr. Davis's manner of punishment, and so I shall ask your father's advice before I send you anywhere else.
That's good. I wish all the girls would leave and ruin his school. Those perfectly good candies were all destroyed,
cried Amy.
I am not sorry you lost them, for you broke the rules and deserved some punishment,
said her mother, which rather disappointed the young lady, who expected nothing but sympathy.